Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Steve Jobs speaks out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Apple's iTunes has been criticized because you can't play the music you buy there on MP3 players other than iPods. Yesterday, Apple CEO Steve Jobs tried to explain why. In an essay on the company's website, he said the copy protection Apple uses is simply what music labels asked for in order to sell their music on iTunes. Jobs says trying to protect the music to keep out hackers hasn't really worked. His advice to music companies is just to sell the music and let users do whatever they want to with it. Shareholders in the nation's biggest owner of office buildings are set to vote today on a $38 billion buyout offer from the Blackstone Group. But wait a minute. There is a competing offer of $41 billion from Vornado Realty Trust. That offer involves less cash up front and the rest in stock. Marketplace's Bob Moon explains why either way, this is quite literally a big deal.
Month after month, the real estate market has been plunging, but that only applies to housing. The demand for office space is on the rise, and leasing rates are at record highs, which explains the bidding war over Equity Office's coast-to-coast empire. At the commercial real estate advisory firm Grubb & Ellis, Robert Bach expects Equity Office won't be the only company attracting money from big investors, with the focus shifting from residential to business real estate.
There's more capital out there than available properties to invest that capital in. And there's really no sign that that's turning around because interest rates are low and rental rates are rising, so office properties represent a very attractive investment.
With so much money floating around, Bach says the vast size of Equity Office, with some 580 properties around the country, makes it an especially attractive buy.
The fact that there's so much property out there gives some big investors a chance to get a lot of money invested at one time.
Analysts and underwriters of recent commercial building purchases are generally projecting another 5 years of increasing office rents. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The market was up, though not by very much yesterday. The Dow added 4 points. It's at 12,666. The NASDAQ ended where it started, flat at 2,471. The S&P inched forward a point to 1,448. But in Tokyo today, the Nikkei took a tumble, falling 114 points or 0.6%. The European Union is proposing a tough new law to curb carbon emissions. It's focused on the auto industry, where European car makers may be forced to reduce emissions from new cars by 18%. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The plan was controversial even before today's publication. The EU had wanted a deeper cut of 25% in CO2 emissions from new cars by the year 2012. But the German government, under pressure from its all-powerful auto industry, lobbied successfully for a lighter cut of 18%. Even so, the car makers are still complaining. Christopher McGowan, who speaks for British-based auto manufacturers, says the plan will add several thousand dollars to the cost of a new car. It'll devastate the industry.
It is just so typical of the EU that it will contemplate legislation to massacre its own homegrown industry. I mean, I would ask you, would a car manufacturing company like Korea, for instance, would it pass laws to massacre its own industry? I suspect not.
Supporters of the measure, however, say that such is the level of threat from climate change that the EU must take a lead, and they say it won't be long before car makers everywhere will be compelled to follow suit. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Does the name JanSport sound familiar? It might if you've ever strapped on a backpack to carry your books around while you were in college. The name is well known among hikers, too. Cash Peters takes us behind the scenes for a look at the creative team responsible for the popular brand.
In 1967, my cousin and I, Murray, designed a frame for backpacking.
Yeah, well, anyway, just in case you're not fascinated by backpack design stories, here's the short version. Boy meets girl. Girl, boy, and second boy invent backpack. Backpack makes everyone incredibly rich. The end. Well, okay, there's a little more. Back in the 1960s, Skip Yowell and the co-founders of JanSport were San Francisco hippies.
What percentage of your career decisions have been made when you're totally stoned?
I was never really into drugs much. Smoking marijuana, all I do is go to sleep.
You know, for a hippie, Skip is strangely, like, together, man. But the lingering 60s vibe at Jansport means it's a fun place to work. And, of course, a shrine to backpacks.
We've got dots, we've got stars, we've got camo, we've got all the greatest cool things.
How do you sleep at night? You're way too excited.
Look how cute that is, and that's going to make some little girl really happy.
Even though her friends may pelt her with Pepsi cans for wearing something so gaudy.
She would not. That is so cute.
For a period of time, we made these frame packs for dogs.
So it was backpacks for dogs?
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Not very long at all.
What a surprise. Anyway, most people only ever get one visit from the Ideas Fairy. But Skip, I mean, he got two.
We designed the very first dome tent. At that point, everything was A-frame tents. Today, no matter where you go in the world, there are dome tents based off our original design.
That's true. And you know how much he makes off each one? Nothing. And you know why? Because he forgot to patent it. I found this out when Skip and I and one of his colleagues, Larry Harrison, somewhat improbably, went backpacking together.
How much have you lost?
$200 million.
$200 million wasted.
The one thing I know, though, is that Skip would have squandered it in the endless pursuit of fun.
Oh, I'm sure. But hey, don't go thinking that Skip's nuts and doesn't care. You don't get a 30% share of global backpack sales, or 30% of anything, by not caring.
It hurts me when something's not successful.
When the dog backpack failed, were you just in floods of tears?
I don't know about tears, but I was not happy.
Luckily, they don't make many mistakes. In fact, things have gone so well for Jansport that Skip's just written an inspirational book, The Hippie Guide to Climbing the Corporate Ladder, containing such refreshing advice as...
Approach your life openly, approach it honestly, and it's going to bring you great things.
Oh, yeah? Well, I tried that, and you know, look, I'm still a radio journalist. In Oakland, California, among successful people, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace. Dude.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.